Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. Dr. Williams is the author of the acclaimed book, Shattered by the Darkness, Putting the Pieces Back Together After Child Abuse. Dr. Williams is on the senior leadership team at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. And Dr. Williams travels the United States speaking and training professionals, parents, and victims about the importance of dealing with abuse and personal trauma head on and not being afraid to break the silence of your own personal pain. Feel free to call in to tonight's show at 888-627-6008 and speak with Dr. Williams and his guests live on air. And now, your host, Dr. Williams.
Well, good evening and welcome to the most beautiful city in the world, Houston, Texas. And welcome to Breaking the Silence. I guarantee you tonight is a money-back guarantee. You're going to get so much information, so many things you're going to want to write down. And I know you're going to have a website or two that I just encourage you to go to and start downloading all of these things that they have available. And I didn't see on there that anything cost anything. It was all free resources, at least the part that I got into. It was just awesome. So this is going to be a wonderful, wonderful program. The sun has gone down here. It's been a cool day here in Houston, but it's nice and quiet. No storming, so things are going well. I hope it's wonderful wherever you're located at in your part of the country or the world. Next week, right here live, we're going to have Miss Texas, and she will be here, and we will be talking about not beauty pageants and all that. We're going to be talking about her passion, and her passion is for helping people with human trafficking, too. So we're going to have a lot of information on that in the next 2 or 3 weeks. So that'll be next Sunday night live at 8 p.m. This week, tonight or today, tomorrow and Tuesday, there's a huge conference going right down the street here in Houston, downtown Houston, that deals with trauma-informed classrooms. And I will be speaking there this week. And looking forward to sharing the stage with actually the United States Secretary of Education to President Joe Biden. And he will be there, and we'll get to hopefully get to meet him and share some thoughts and some other wonderful guest speakers. And some reason they decided they wanted me to come talk, and we're going to be sharing and talking about how to try to keep children safe in classrooms and schools, and how to deal with them and treat them and be trauma informed with them and create an atmosphere that is comforting to children right now with what's going on in the world and what had happened to them in their life. And I believe Tuesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, after the hour and a half speech, I will be doing a book signing down there with hundreds and thousands of people. So looking forward to that. And then the latter part of the week, I have 3 or 4 other conferences that I'll be speaking at. So it's going to be a busy time right now. But tonight I want to focus on probably somebody that I am so excited to have on that is after finding out more and more about them. I am absolutely in awe of the work that they do. And I believe you will be too. So if you want to get involved in the conversation, there's 2 different ways you can do it. 888-627-6008. And the wonderful people at the best radio station in the world, BBS Radio, will answer and patch you right in to our guest and myself. Or my son, Curtis, is somewhere in this world in another country, but he's running the Shattered by the Darkness Facebook page. And you can get on there and comment through there. And if there's anything you want to share or ask, we can do it right through there. But tonight, our guest is Jan Edwards, and Jan Edwards is the president, the founder, the CEO, and the board chair of an organization called Paving the Way Foundation. And she has an extensive leadership, speaking, and training experience with I don't even know how many Fortune 100 companies, but she took a trip to Ethiopia And I think it changed her life. And we're going to find out about that. And it focused on some things that were happening that she witnessed, possibly, on human trafficking. And she wanted to do something about it. And I love when that happens. These aren't by accident. These aren't happenstances. It's when people get empowered to do something and their wood gets lit. And I love that. And it turns into a flame. She's a member of the UN National Council on Women, UNICEF Unite, and the Orlando Care Teams. And she has relationships with police officers and law enforcement and education, not only in this country, but around the globe. And she has a passion for what she's going to talk about. And she is from the wonderful city of Orlando, Florida. And I want to welcome tonight Jan Edwards. Jan, can you hear me this evening?
I can. Thank you so much.
Well, it's great to have you, and I appreciate you taking time out of visiting with your friends, having a nice dinner, and say, oh, we've got to do an interview, and sneaking over into another room and doing that. So thank you for being with us tonight. It is an honor.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? That's what we do, isn't it? This yes. is what we do. We just, that's what we do when we go make a difference out in the world. It's like, okay, how do I move stuff around so it all works? And I have extraordinary human beings in my life, so I'm blessed to be able to go. Can I come to the radio show at your house?
You know, I have a feeling that you have a problem saying no like I do. If people invite me to do anything, I'll say yes. And then I look at my calendar a week or two later and go, can I squeeze that in?
I know. And you know what? Because we have great people in our life, they're always like, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And the message that you have, the passion that you have is so important right now, especially with what's happening in not only our country, but obviously is what you've observed around the world mm-hmm. with children and what's going on with children. And I want to go in there and drill deep tonight with what your organization is. And then eventually later on the program, tell people how they can get involved, how they can get in touch with you. But tell me, Jan, what is Paving the Way Foundation? What's it all about? We lost her. She may be going to be dialing back in. While we're doing that, let me share with you some of the resources that I've received off the website of Paving the Way Foundation. And I just want to share with you that there's not a parent or a person listening to us tonight, and hopefully her here just in a minute, that doesn't need to download this information. Let me just throw out a scenario with you, and hopefully she'll be back here pretty soon. So BBS staff, here she comes back. I can see you now. I just need to, there you go.
Yeah, I kept losing you.
That's
like,
okay.
You maybe kept freezing. It was bizarre.
Okay, no, you look fine now. Let's just keep rolling. Tell us why you're still alive and moving. What is Paving the Way Foundation, and why did you start that?
Sure. Well, I'm going to start with the backstory first, and then sure. what we do. So I was invited to the Get Health Summit at the UN back in 2013. And it was there I met just this extraordinary man. His name's Dr. Mahari. He's out of Tennessee. He's a neurologist. You know how you meet people and you're like, I got to spend more time. It was like that mutually. So I gave him my card. We chit-chatted via text. We chit-chatted via email. And I sent him an email like, you know, like, I can't wait to have a conversation with you. Because at the time I was working for a medical device company. He's like, yeah, me too. He said, but I'm going to Ethiopia next month. He goes, we'll have to talk when I get back. I'm like, great. Have a good time. Send me pictures. Well, he sends me an email right back. He goes, do you want to go?
Wow.
Well, it's not every day you get invited to go to Ethiopia, right?
Yeah.
So I went. And it was there that I witnessed human trafficking. We were coming back. It was just a moment in time. And it was two older men and two younger girls. And it just didn't feel right. You know, that funky feeling in your, you know, your gut. And when I got to my sponsor's house, I shared with him what I saw. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's human trafficking. Like, hey, Greg, let's go have a cup of coffee. It was weird. And I'm like, hang on a second. I go, what are you talking about? It was Jan. He goes, we have 4.5 million orphans here in Ethiopia. We're the number one source of human trafficking into the Middle East. And I'm staring at it. Like, and I have a funny feeling some of your listeners and viewers, their brains are going, wait, what? And that was me in 2013. I go, hang on a second. I said, are you telling me people are selling people? Because I couldn't wrap my mind around it. And he looks at me rather incredulously, like, where you been? And he goes, Chan. He goes, this is a $150 billion industry. And it was right there, it got laid on my heart. And I came home and I did some research on human trafficking and found out that Florida has the third highest number of calls to the National Trafficking Hotline, right behind California and Texas. So you and I are in the top two states.
Yeah, Texas, unbelievably.
It is.
Number one.
And that it's, there's more slaves today than there were back during the quote-unquote slave trade, right? And I don't put in quotes that it didn't happen, but
right.
It's worse now. And granted, there's more people, but it's worse now. So, you know, when I started to do more and more research, what I discovered was the primary target was children. And I thought, you know what, Ethiopia, I'm coming for you, but I got to fix my own backyard. So I talked to so many people, both, you know, in law enforcement and working with survivor warriors, and asked them all the same question. What's missing? Like, what's missing that isn't being done? Because everybody was recovering and really, you know, rehabbing and reintegrating. I'm a business person, right? I spent most of my career working for top Fortune 100 companies. So I like to problem solve. And they're, you know, and I'm like, hang on. Why is no one talking to families and kids about this? This is where we let's cut it off at the pass. Let's cut it off at the knees. I know what it looks like on the other side. And so I wrote and produced an award-winning film. It's called Trapped in the Trade. It's a very short film. It shows the intentional recruitment of children by children. And it doesn't have a happy ending. So it leaves kind of the heart in a particular space. And I did market research for 2 years before I stood in front of one child that I didn't know to get feedback about our curriculum. Because I really, my preferred method of teaching is the Socratic method, where I ask really good questions and make people think. And we spent 2 years on the curriculum, and now we've educated over 16,000 young people face to face, like eyeball to eyeball, right? No, nobody downloads anything, and it's not virtual. It's eyeball to eyeball, because I really, our team has to see what's happening with our children.
Right.
So then we can, you know, talk to the counselors and the teachers and the principals and the social workers about, you know, this child had a reaction at this point. Doesn't mean they're being trafficked, but something's going on and you're going to want to check in on them. Right. So it really empowers the children and empowers the people around them to understand what human trafficking looks like, what recruitment and grooming looks like. And more importantly, once you know what it looks like, you can prevent it. You can disrupt it. And that's really who we are, is we are out to be a fierce disruption in the cycle of child trafficking. And we do it through education and awareness training.
Yes. And you saw firsthand in Ethiopia that, and probably it could be maybe your first look at that close. Since you came back to the United States, how prevalent, how big of a problem is this in every community? Not just Orlando, not just Houston, every community. How big of a problem is it, Jan?
There's not one zip code that's not being affected by this. In the past 2 years has skyrocketed online, this little device right here. Your kids don't have to leave their house. They can get to your children via their cell phone. Every single app, every single video game, every single thing on this child's phone has a chat feature. It's all it takes for a predator to get in. And when I speak, I like to give people 8 numbers, because the brain, as you know, holds data and then it holds stories. That's how it remembers. So I'm going to give your listeners 3 numbers, the number 8, the number 10, and the number 21.
8, 10, 21. Okay.
8, 10, 21. The number 8. It takes less than 8 days to groom and recruit a child online to send an inappropriate picture. There was a little girl here in Apopka, Florida. You can look it up online. Happened 2019, the fall of 2019. She was chit-chatting with an older gentleman on Instagram. And within 8 days, he drove down here. She got in his car willingly. Greg, willingly got in his car. and he was going to drive her back to Georgia. Luckily, they found her before they crossed state lines. And he even said to her, it's in the article, he even said to her, I could get in big trouble having you in my car, like taking you with me. So he knew what he was doing was wrong. She thought it was her boyfriend. Because remember, our children's prefrontal cortex, the decision-making part of their brain, is not fully cooked yet. And that's really what I like to educate parents and children about. This isn't done yet.
Okay, they don't see the danger that we do, right? I mean, they can't even think through that process.
No, but I'll tell you what, when they understand what's happening, which I kind of like, they get mad. They're like, hang on a second. Someone's trying to use me. Like, they get mad, which I love, because then they get real vigilant about it, you know, and that keeps them safe. And then they get protective of their friends, which makes me even happier. Like, they share what they learn with their friends. And to me, that's the best way. You know, I have a slightly higher cool factor than most adults because I'm a filmmaker. Mm-hmm. And that's it, right? Slightly yep. higher. And so that's eight. Less than 8 days to groom and recruit a child. The average age that our children are being groomed and recruited and enticed online is 10 to 13.
10 to 13.
Mm-hmm. It dropped over the past year and a half because our kids were sequestered at home. And there's a really great website full of knowledge. It's the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children. And they've got great data on all of this. And here's one of the things that just shocked me. Remember, it only takes 8 days to have a child share an inappropriate picture, very short amount of time. But here's the thing. Once that picture is shown, once that picture is sent, that inappropriate picture, the child actually doesn't have any remorse because everyone's doing it, air quotes, until they get manipulated and coerced to do something they wouldn't normally do. And look, some of these guys and women, right? They will say, just send me a picture of your feet, because they want to see how far they'll go. And given the environment that we're currently in, some families are struggling. And if some guy says, hey, send me a picture of your feet and I'll send you $20 for a 12-year-old, it's like a gold mine. Like, I can go to the store and be big man on campus and buy my friends soda, buy my friends candy, or I can help buy groceries for my family. And these guys know that. And the example I like to use, so Greg, are you a professional tennis player?
I played tennis in high school. That's about the only
Okay, so if so you and I went ago. To the U.S. Open, right, and Serena yes. Williams down in center court, and she said, Dr. Williams, come on down. Who'd win that game?
Yeah, no doubt. Wouldn't be okay. me.
Right. So you got to think about, there's, you know, middle-aged adult brain, 13, 14-year-old teen brain. Who's going to win that game of manipulation? The adult is. So that's why this age thing is so important, right? Last number before we go to break.
Wow.
21. So the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children said that they had 21.7 million, that's million, reports of child sexual abuse material last year.
Just last year?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
21.7 million.
I'm sure that was up from the year before, and it keeps increasing.
For sure. Yeah. 2019 to 2020, online enticement was up 98%. From 2020 to 2021, online enticement was up another 28% on top of that 98%. Okay. Now, here's the interesting piece. Due to the over-sexualization of children, our kids think it's no big deal. And what they don't understand, back to the decision-making part of their brain, what they don't fully grasp, Dr. Greg, is the long-term impact that that one picture could have. And that's what we're out to educate our kids about. We want them to know and understand that one picture could literally ruin your life. There's some professional ball players that lost multi-million dollar contracts because of that.
Yeah. Wow. What an awesome, unbelievable, informational first segment. If you want to, if you have a thought, you have a comment, you have a concern, a question, 888-627-6008. You need to take a break and just breathe a little bit here. So after the next coming back, after we come back from the break, I want to talk about a couple resources that I actually download. I want to actually let everyone know. And both of these, everybody, when you went blank on me a while ago, I started promoting this. Both of these are absolute must mandates in every house, school, church, hospital. All of this is excellent information. We'll talk about that in depth. And we'll be right back with more with Jan Edwards with Paving the Way Foundation on the other side of this first commercial break. Hang with us. Finally coming very soon will be the release of my second book in the three-part trilogy, Overcoming the Darkness, The Roadmap to Hope. Now, this book will be an in-depth look at the many different facets and emotions that a person goes through when they're experiencing anxiety and trauma in their life, and they're simply searching for hope. And an exciting addition to this book will be a companion journal guide that will come along with it. Also, there's going to be something that I'm very excited about, the youth version of this book called When Dark Clouds Come, The Roadmap to Hope. And it's going to be an excellent tool and guide for teenagers dealing with stress in their lives. So stay tuned for the release date coming very, very soon for these exciting new resources. Now back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams on the BBS Radio Network. I have promised When Dark Clouds Come for the last year, but I let you know that we are finishing up the last editing of that right now. I sat in that chair all weekend long, and we'll finish that up the last chapter today, tomorrow possibly, and we'll edit it, send it off, and be printed. Hopefully it'll be out in March, so keep an eye on that. And Jan, that is a book for teenagers and 20s, 20-year-olds, of how to deal with problems that they don't know how to handle, and give them resources, emotional help, mental help, and just resources they could actually grab and use it as a manual of what do I do if I have a friend that's contemplating suicide, or what do I do if I've been hurt? How do I handle that? And I think you, I wish I had these resources before I wrote the book, but I got two texts already from the medical field of people saying, where do we get the resources? They don't even know what they are yet. So Wow. Give us your webpage of where to get this. And then I want to kind of talk about each of these that you share why.
Sure. So pavingthewayfoundation.org, pavingthewayfoundation.org. You can go to our programs tab, and there's all kinds of information on that tab, along with our links to our YouTube channel, because we do an event every, so I'm going to back up just a smidge. So I'm all about educating kids, then COVID. It wouldn't let us into the schools, right? And over here, I'm thinking, you can teach arithmetic and science all you want, but if you don't have kids in your school, right, or you've got kids that are being abused online, it doesn't matter what you teach them. They're not going to remember it, right? But they're dealing with what they're dealing with. So I'm like, okay, God, what do I do? And I literally got woken up in the middle of the night with parent tech talk. I put it in my phone. I put my phone back down, went to sleep, right? Got up the next day, got the URLs. And so every month we do what's called a parent tech talk. And I bring in resources from all over the country. I've got one this coming Thursday with, ironically, Detective Joseph Scaramucci out of Waco, Texas. We're going to talk about teen dating violence. And so I record them, and they're always up on our YouTube channel, and they're also on our Facebook page, because this is a weird conversation to have with your kids. I get it. I wasn't one of those prudish kind of parents. My daughter knew everything. We talked about everything. because I didn't want her to be faced with stuff that she didn't know about and didn't know what to do. Right. So that's kind of the, I kind of pictured a little handbook for parents to how do you start this weird conversation about online exploitation and human trafficking. It's bizarre, especially if the parents haven't had the sex talk yet.
Right.
So we did that. And in the way, right at the very beginning of 2020, it's probably April when they shut everything down. I remember sitting in a Publix parking lot and someone had just sent a Facebook message. They're closing down UCF, University of Central Florida's in-person classes. And I forwarded that and I said, you wait, public schools are next. And I sent it. And then I was, oh my God, public schools are next. They're going to put 3.2 million children at risk for online predators. It was just like that for me. So I bolted home, called my board, called my mission ambassadors. I'm like, okay, y'all, we got to get information out now. So at the end of April, and really the last 3 weeks of April, we recorded eight sessions, 12 sessions, eight in English, four in Spanish. They're on our YouTube channel. And we covered all the myths. We broke all the myths that travel has to be required for human trafficking. The human trafficking is like hidden in some dark, you know, dank basement that only girls can be trafficked. Boys can, you know, so we covered 30 myths in 8 days. And they're, if I say so myself, they're really good because I interviewed, 12 different people. We had 12 different people interviewed giving their perspective on this. So parents would have something in hand. And then I started getting texts because I'm very vocal on social media. And we started getting texts from parents whose kids were missing. And I'm thinking, hang on, we're in the middle of a lockdown. What do you mean your kids, like, where'd they go? And I realized that our kids were being recruited here. So I thought, okay, how do I take what I know and what I teach in person? Ooh, sorry about that.
That's right.
And put it down in paper in real simple methodology so someone could print it out. And if they needed to, hold it in front of them and go, so honey, have you ever, you know, I wanted to make it as simple as possible for parents. And what I coach parents is, you know, look, one, it's a weird topic and conversation to have with your children. It is. Two, we didn't have this, right?
Right.
Flip phone. Like I remember having a PDA and a flip phone. Okay. We didn't have all this technology. So I'm clearly not as knowledgeable as my child is about the technology. However, I am knowledgeable about the world. Right. So how do I mesh the two together? And so I took what I teach parents and kind of wrote it down in a conversational tone so parents could do something super simple. Because if they heard the first part of the show, hey, honey, I was listening to, you know, Dr. Greg, you know, I was listening to him. And he had this really cool guest on and she was talking about human trafficking and child exploitation. And she mentioned that it took less than 8 days to have a child send an inappropriate picture to a stranger. Give it some space. Let that hang in the air for a moment. And then very nonchalantly, curiously in the inquiry, honey, have you ever gotten a direct message from someone you don't know? And then you shut up and you just let it sit there. And they're going to be like, oh, no, I haven't. Well, okay, you know, they have. Or, well, you know, I get them occasionally, mom, but, you know, I just delete them. Okay, that's a straight up honest answer. Or the, I have no idea what you're talking about, mom. Okay, well, let me share with you more what this woman said, right? And so you just kind of keep creating the conversation with your children until at one point in time, they will come to you. Because every class I've been in, and I have asked them, because I'm not their mom, so they can tell me, right? Is how many of you have gotten a DM from a stranger you don't know? Every single hand goes up. And I'm like, how many times a day, right? And it's 8-10 times a day. Asking for nudes, sending nudes. And it's literally a bot sending 300 messages out to see who's going to hit. And that's when the predators dive in. so that parent can just, you know, just keep the conversation up and going, well, you know, it's really interesting because they were talking about there's this website called the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. They've got some really good information. Maybe you and I should go look up some of that information. And yeah. Can you just, you know, and you just give the child space to react. And at some point in time, they're going to come up to you and go, Mom or Dad, remember that conversation we had a couple of weeks ago? In your brain, you're going to be like, which one? Right? And they're going to go, you know, about the DM thing. And you're going to go, yeah, honey, I remember. And it's going to be a long pause and they're going to be uncomfortable and you're going to know. Right. And you just, you got to stay as neutral, like just be with what they're about to say. It's going to be something like, well, there was this guy that I've been interacting with and I don't think it's a good thing. Parents, you got 3 seconds to respond to that in a way that has your child share more.
Yeah.
And it's super simple. Honey, it's okay. It's not your fault. I got your back. Tell me about it.
Good.
Very neutral tone, very neutral face. Now inside you might be, it's okay. Keep it there. You can go cry later because our kids always think everything is their fault, even though they don't know. And that's why educate kids about their prefrontal cortex, their decision-making part of their brain isn't done yet. So it's not their fault. It is not their fault. They're being intentionally targeted. And with parents, I let them know your child's brain isn't fully developed. So the whole wandering finger of blame that you should have known thing, they honest to God, don't. Everyone is doing this and they yeah. think it's okay having no idea the long-term ramifications.
Now, Jan, I got all your resources here that I printed off. I think it's in this one. Yeah. You talked about a parent tech talk. This is the team tech talk. And for people that maybe as naive as I am, although I'm not as naive as I pretend to be, you have some apps that are very accessible that every one of the kids that is in these homes know about every one of these apps. And I got this up here, but you need to download it yourself and get this because if your children are on any of these, chances are, Jan, they've got a DM, a direct message, a chat room conversation of somebody saying, hey, how are you? Nice.
Well, and it's really, I get them too, Dr. Greg. It's so crazy. And I keep them. I was actually sitting with, because we're actually developing a mobile app for kids versus the parents. I'll tell you about that more later. Super excited about it. Prototype's done. We developed it with teenagers, right? And they didn't believe that I got the, I'm like, oh, no. I get this stupid stuff too, right? So we went in, there was some guy, hey, beautiful. I'm, of course, making the voice up in my head, right? I see your picture keeps scrolling up on my feed and you're so pretty. I thought I'd invade your privacy and say hi. I'm like, oh, right? And I go, wait. I go, hi, back. Boom. Immediate message came back. Well, hey, hottie, my name's so-and-so. You know, it was immediate. And she was like, oh my gosh. I go, yeah, that's how fast it is. Now imagine, you're a 14-year-old girl. You just had a fight with your best friend. You just got a C on a paper and your mom just yelled at you. And that's the DM that comes up. You're going to interact. This is mad, right? The amygdala is doing what the amygdala is doing. The prefrontal cortex of your brain's doing what it's doing. And you're going to be like, he just called me hot. He's cute. Hi.
And this isn't on the dark web.
This is on Snapchat, Instagram, Fortnite, TikTok, Discord.
These games that they play too. I mean, who has heard of Minecraft? I know my grandkids love Minecraft and Fortnite, the games. So how do they get in? How do these robocalls and these people, these predators, get into the games? Is there an actual interaction with Minecraft? Oh, man.
There is. My daughter's a gamer. She's a big gamer. She's a big gamer when she's a teenager. And I would sit in the kitchen. Her bedroom was straight up the stairway so I could hear. And I'll never forget one night because, you know, she's my kid. So she knows what I do. And she knows about this stuff. And I hear this. Yep. I'm a girl. Yep. I'm good at video games. Nope. you can't talk to me that way. Bye. Because she knew, right? 17-year-old girl saying, you know, not today, buddy. Because she knew. And that's what we want kids to do. It's like, okay, it's such a hack. No, we're not doing this. You know, and then to be able to give them the power of letting their friends know, hey, you know what? This creepy guy, Sammy 123, you know, we engaged for less than a day and he sends me a nude. Because they follow your followers, right? They'll see who you follow. So then they'll go after their friends. It's like, so their friends are got to be like, I'm just recommending you not connect with Sammy 123 because he's going to send you nudes, you know, and to give the kids the power to talk to one another and know that that person doesn't have their best interest in mind. And that's kind of the conversation we have with our kids. So the parent tech talk, the parent toolkit gives questions and suggestions of how to start the conversation. And we give facts. Yep. We give facts.
I love this one.
There you go. That's it. And so we give facts that you can share with your kids because facts are benign. You don't have to have an opinion for a fact, right?
Right.
It's pretty neutral. So you can have those kind of conversations with your kids and you just share a fact and see what they say. And then we also invite you to let your kids know you love them every day. Cause even though you think they know, they forget. They just forget.
They can't hear it enough because if they don't hear it from the parents, they're going to be drawn to the ones that say, hey,
bingo, bingo. They're going to go looking for that. And so the other resource that we created too, and I didn't want to make it creepy scary, is the Keeping Your Kids Safe Guide. We've helped recover like 14 kids and it's not what I do, but I know the people that do, but because we're so out there in social media and people think Jan Edwards, human trafficking, they just reach out to me. It's crazy. So, I'll do some of the front work with the parents while I'm having them contact the organizations that do help find missing kids. One of them being the National Child Protection Task Force. They help find missing kids. Class Kids helps find missing children. There's a couple of other organizations because in the United States, you can't go recover people without law enforcement. It's illegal. And these two organizations focus specifically on missing children. So, you know, I send the parents all the information they need. I'll send them they can go onto the website, nationalchildprotectiontaskforce.org, and, and fill out the information. But it hit me that parents don't know what to do the moment your child's missing and you're just in a full-blown panic.
We're going to drill a lot deeper on that on the other side of this break. We're up for another break, but I want to really talk about that, and we'll start off on that. Just on the other side, 888-627-6008, getting all kinds of my texts are just going off the boards, which is normal. And
wow,
people are listening and you're hitting heartstrings. So keep with us. We'll be back right after this last commercial break with more from Jan Edwards in our last segment. We'll be right back.
From HCI Publishing, that brought you the international bestsellers, A Child Called It, and the Chicken Soup for the Soul series, comes the latest book by Dr. Gregory Williams, Shattered by the Darkness. This book describes the horrific abuse that Dr. Williams suffered at the hands of his father for over 12 years, and the damaging effect of keeping everything silent about that abuse for 30 years. If you're looking for that book that you can't put down, then pick up a copy of Shattered by the Darkness by Dr. Gregory Williams at all Barnes & Noble stores, Amazon, and Books A Million. Now, back to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams.
Welcome back to our last segment. We are here with Jan Edwards. She is the CEO, the founder, and the board chair of a wonderful organization called Paving the Way Foundation. And just a scenario that everybody listening, I want to put you in, not to scare you, but to make you think. If you found out this very second that your child was missing from their bedroom, what would you do? What would you do? That's why everybody needs to have this booklet from Paving the Way, because about three pages deep is this checklist of what to do. And there it is, step by step, because the first thing we would do is absolutely panic. You can't even imagine, can't even fathom that. And Jan, that's one thing that I absolutely love about this. It's simple, it's concise, it's direct. You don't have to have a college degree to figure it out. It's all right there in step by step by step. How did you come up with this? And why did you come up with this, particularly in this way?
So in 2020, really early on in 2020, like April, May, I probably got four or five Facebook messages from parents whose kids were missing. And because I'm not, it literally, you know, people in their brain have meshed together Jan Edwards human trafficking, right? So because I'm out on social media a lot, and because I work with organizations that recover children and they know my heart for children, it's the automatic place to go, right? I'm going to ask Jan. Let me ask Jan. Because nobody, again, it's a weird conversation. No one has it. And because through those, the first two or three young people that, you know, I put in touch with organizations that do recover children and help find missing children. Because look, our law enforcement officers, they're already overworked, okay? Yeah. And there's an assumption that missing children, that a runaway is a runaway intentionally, not making the full connection between the online enticement. Thorne has some phenomenal research. And, you know, I might be slightly off quoting, but you can go look it up yourself. It's something like 50% of kids between 9 and 17 have shared an inappropriate picture with a stranger. And about 30% of those kids have left the house and met up with that stranger, unbeknownst to the parent. Okay. So there's some really important things that parents can do way ahead of time, should that ever happen. And that's really, again, I'm back here in the prevention space. I'm back here committed to educating people about what to do. First of all, to prevent them from running away, okay? However, if a child's in an abusive household and no one's doing anything about it, and they're being enticed and recruited and groomed online, that's gonna sound like a better option than where they are. Even though it's even worse, they don't know that. Prefrontal cortex, not fully done yet, right? That sounds good. This person's promising me a fairy tale. And, yeah. And they've interviewed pimps in jail, Dr. Gray. And the pimps have said, I'm going to promise you heaven only to lead you to hell. They know what they're doing, right? So
good. They're pros.
I wanted to give something tangible for parents to know what to do. First, personally ahead of time, and then should, God forbid, something happen. You know, because in order to work with any organization that helps recover missing kids, they have to have a police report, and they either have to work with a police officer or they have to work with a parent. The Anti-Predator Project is helping look for and recover a young girl that's been missing for 2.5 years out of Arizona. We were with Class Kids last August, and we recovered 12 of 24 girls that were missing, right? They're very methodical about it, but they won't do it unless a parent okays it and they've got a police record, right? So all of those numbers, calling the missing kids number, calling 911 and reporting your child missing, those are the first two things you've got to do. And then the other thing too, and I love this because I got this, one of my friends who's one of the founders of the National Child Protection Task Force, Kevin Branzetti, he's the head of cybersecurity for the New York DA's office in New York City. And he said, have your kids put their passwords for all their social media, okay, in a piggy bank, a breakable piggy bank. Like you can't get in it unless you break it. So that keeps the trust, right? Because the parents that have their kids' social media passwords have a higher probability of knowing where their kids went, who they went with, and where they're going.
So if they do show up missing, you immediately go to the room, break the bank, get in there and give that stuff to the police officers.
Absolutely. Call 911 first. Yep. Call 911 first. Call missing children first. Go get, because by the time the police come, right, you'll have all the passwords. There's a little girl in Arkansas that went missing, and it's a little town of 300 people, right? So when people think, oh, it's just an over there or a big city issue. No. Human trafficking, child exploitation knows no socioeconomic, demographic, or geographic boundary. Okay. Anyone can be susceptible. Age is irrelevant. 30% of kids that are exploited are boys. Luckily, they tracked her through her Gmail account, and they found out where they were taking her, and they found her. Right? Only because the parents had the password for the Gmail account. They didn't have any other password. And so that's what I coach parents is, like, have your kids write down the passwords to everything, their laptop, their all their social media, all their video games, everything. Separate, you know, all one piece of paper, fold it up, put it in a piggy bank. Right. So, you know, you've got access to it. And that way there's no trust broken, because it's really easy to break a child's trust.
Yeah. And it's hard to get that, gain that trust back.
Excellent. And these predators will coach the kids on what the parents are going to say to bring that bond even closer.
Yeah.
It's like, well, your parents are going to get mad at you. They're going to try and take your phone. They're going to try and do this. And then the other thing I coach the parents to is, do not delete anything. Keep every picture, every text, keep everything. Do not change the phone number. You can get a new phone for your child, because our first reaction is like, get it away. Yes. And that's evidence. I have a friend of mine who is dealing with that with her daughter. And she's like, I erased everything. I'm like, it's evidence. You can't catch a predator and convict him without evidence.
Yeah.
So as uncomfortable as that is, you've got to keep the cell phone. You've got to keep the devices so the police can use that to go catch the bad guy. Because I promise you, it's not just your child. It's hundreds of children.
Wow. How vital do you suggest? Because I think we asked parents tonight, have they ever heard of Mama Bear, Bark, Net Nanny? Nobody would know this, these apps. How important are these to be able to help?
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that we talked about earlier, like you and I use flip phones and PDAs, right?
Yeah, I remember carrying the phone around in a big box.
Me too. My interns laugh at me. I'm like, look, I said my first cell phone was as big as my shoe, and they all roll their eyes. I'm like, no, really.
Yeah,
it's just funny. Is, you know, having that conversation with your kids ahead of time, at least minimal, gives them a heads up. Okay. But to be able to help your kids monitor what's happening. My daughter, she said I used to drive her crazy, and I'm a mom, I'm supposed to, it's my job. And, you know, I'd tell her, go be safe when she's driving. She'd roll her eyes and go, Mom, I am a safe driver. I go, sweetheart, it's not you I'm worried about.
Right.
It's them. I said, you're probably going to be the only person at the stop sign, not on your phone. You're going to be the one that's going to not go when someone's not paying attention, goes, and you're going to miss the accident. It's the same thing with all of those apps, is it helps the parent monitor what's happening. Now, here's the thing. This is my coaching to parents. If you're going to do that, you've got to have a conversation with your kids. You just can't load it up and force them to do it. It just doesn't work. It doesn't work for anybody. And one of the things that we've noticed is it's a this way conversation. We're actually designing something so it's a this way conversation. So we just got our prototype built. I don't want to say a whole lot more about it, but the kids that we're testing it with so far, they love it because they're empowered. You know, our tagline is educate, empower, prevent. I'm committed that our kids are empowered to disrupt this with our help. Like, you know, we're their safety net, but they're the ones getting bombarded every single day. And we've got to give them the tools and the knowledge to disrupt it too, not instead of, but alongside of.
Yeah. Jamie, we only have a minute or two, but give all of our listeners right now a takeaway that they can teach their children or their grandchildren from what they've just heard. What do you recommend in just a minute and a half?
Sure. Well, there's three things that I always ask people to do. One, share what you learned tonight. Share a fact or share a story, right? You can look up everything I've said tonight, and I do it on purpose that way. So share what you've learned. Two, ask them the question, has anybody ever that you don't know DM'd you? And just listen. And the last thing is I want everybody to put the National Trafficking Hotline number in their phone. It's real simple. And it's, I know you'll put it in your show notes. It's 888-3737-888. I'll say it again. 888-3737-888. You can call it 24/7. It's all anonymous. And you're just going to say, hey, I'm at the corner of X and Y, and I'm at the ABC convenience store. And there's a little girl outside with a backpack. She's telling me she's waiting for someone to pick it up, but it just doesn't look right. And they'll put you immediately in touch with either local police or the National Center for Miss. They'll put you in touch with exactly who you need to be in touch with. Now then, if you see someone being shoved into a car or harmed, call 911 immediately. Right. And what I share with people, I'm a little assertive. I'll go in. I just will. Right. I won't put myself in danger, but I'll go in. I'll interrupt conversations. However, if I can see someone's got a weapon, I'll take a picture of the license plate. I'll get a picture of the people. I'll get a description of what's happening. So when I call the police, they'll know exactly what they're looking for. And that's the best thing you can do. I don't want anybody to be hurt. And right. I never want anyone to put anybody, you know, themselves in harm's way. Your family needs you, right? So take a picture of that license plate. Take a picture of that person if you can. You know, get the best description possible so you can help the police go catch the bad guys.
Fantastic. Tell you what, Jane, this has been absolutely so informative not a great topic, but an important topic. I mean, it's not enjoyable, but it's so relevant right now. And especially in the last couple of years with the pandemic and children being in front of their screens 10, 12 hours a day constantly, you know this is only going to, when the new numbers come out, be even a lot higher. Absolutely. Thank you so much. PavingTheWay.org. Everybody get on there right now.
Yep. Paving the Way Foundation. PavingTheWayFoundation.org. Yeah.
PavingTheWayFoundation.org. You will not be disappointed, and download all of this stuff and have it ready. And schools, do the same. Take it to your teachers and share it on social media to the world what you heard tonight from Jan Edwards from Orlando, Florida. Thank you so much for being with us, Jan.
Thank you.
It's been my honor. Anything that I can ever do for you, let me know and I'll be in your corner.
Well, you know what? When I come to Houston, we'll go have coffee.
That sounds good. All right, we'll do. Like we do every show, I always like to end the program the same way I do every week. No matter what you have endured in life, no matter what you're dealing with right now, and no matter what you're going to face tomorrow, lean into the computer right now and look at me in the eye. There's always hope. There is always hope. Hang on to that, dig deep, and don't let go. If you need somebody to talk to, give me a call. 832-396-6525, and I'll pick up and we'll talk, okay? God bless you. Have a great week. Join us next week live from Houston, Texas, for Miss Texas. We'll be right here talking about her passion with human trafficking locally right here in our city. Thanks again, Jan. God bless you. Godspeed, and keep up the great work. We applaud you. Good night now.
Thank you for listening to Breaking the Silence with Dr. Gregory Williams. To contact Dr. Williams, dial 832-396-6525 or email him at shatteredbythedarkness@gmail.com. And don't forget to join us each Sunday night at 8 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Pacific on BBS Radio Station 1 for the next episode of Breaking the Silence.